Good morning. Yes, Father, you have rescued my life, and I'm never going back. What a wonderful way to enter into God's presence, thanking Him. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day that you have made. And God, we rejoice and we're glad in it. We're glad in it. And we say good morning. We declare this is a good morning. Because everything, dear Father, that you've made is good. And we thank you. Thank you, Father. We rejoice that you rescued our lives. Thank you, Father. You are our awesome God. We honor you this morning. We say good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We adore you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Father, for your grace that you've given us. Not only your grace, but your abounding grace, God. Thank you, Father, that you love us, Father, that you care so much for us, God, that you sent your only Son. And we thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God. And Father, we declare that we say yes to you, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes, dear Father, in obedience to you. Do what you want to do in the name of Jesus. We decrease as you increase. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Father. Work it in us that which is well-pleasing to you this morning on this prayer call. And we yield. We yield. Whether we speak, whether we listen, we yield, Father. And we act on what you tell us to do. Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to welcome each of you to the prayer call this morning. Welcome all ministers, clergy, lay members. We welcome you. We say good morning. We declare again, this is a good morning. And we bless you in the name of the Lord for coming on the line today and ask God to renew your strength. Let me introduce you to our team that's lined up. My name is Sister Charlene Tuckerson. I'm your facilitator today. The leaders of our house at New Destiny Church are Bishop C. Carl Smith and Pastor Adrian Smith. And we say good morning to you. And we bless you, our leaders, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We also want to say good morning to our prayer call controller, Sister Kima Joseph. Good morning, Sister Kima. And we bless you, sister. Our devotion leader is Minister John Small. Good morning, Minister John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing so well. How are you this morning?
I am well, sir. Thank you. And any prayer requests and praise reports that have been submitted will be offered up by Sister Shirley Burke. Good morning, Sister Shirley. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sister Charlene. I am well, and I thank God for everyone that will hear his word today.
Yes, amen, amen. Thank you, sis. Well, without further ado, let's move forward. Minister John, we're ready for you.
Fantastic. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Let's get right into the lesson, and the title of the lesson this morning is Abounding Grace. When I came to Christ, I received my portion. And I subtitled it, In Christ. In Christ. So let's get right into it. We're going to start off in Galatians 3. It's going to be 3:15 through 16. Galatians 3:15 through 16. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified. And as you remember, this is what Paul is talking to the Galatians, and he's explaining to them about the covenant that God had with Abraham. And it goes like this. To speak in terms of human relations, brethren, even a man makes a last will and testament, a merely human covenant. No one sets it aside or makes it void or adds to it when once it has been drawn up, signed, meaning that it's ratified and confirmed. He went on to say, now the promises, the covenants, the agreements were decreed and made to Abraham and his seed, his offspring, his heir. He, meaning God, does not say, and to his seeds, plural, descendants, plural, heirs, plural, as if referring to many persons, but to your seed, singular, your descendant, singular, your heir, singular. God was referring to one individual who is none other than Christ, the Messiah. We're going to look at 3 points here. Point number one, what is a covenant? Point number two, what are the promises of the covenant of God to Abraham? And number three, does it apply to us today? Does it apply to us today? A covenant is a promise between two or more parties to perform certain action. Once again, a covenant is a promise between two or more parties to perform a certain covenant action. I'm sorry. And when I say that, immediately what comes to my mind in regards to a covenant is a marriage. Two or more parties. And someone may say, well, two or more? What do you mean two or more? Well, there is the man, there is the woman, and the more is God. There's a covenant there. And sometimes we totally forget that. We think it's just between the man and the woman, but no, it's between the man, the woman, and there is God. Sometimes we totally forget that. The difference between God's covenant and man's covenant is, God's covenant is, he's a covenant-making God, he's a covenant-keeping God, and he is a covenant-fulfilling God. We man, at a drop of a hat, can nullify it. We can say we are out of it, we want a divorce, we want to get out of this contract, we want to get out of this covenant. We are not sometimes a people of our word. But God, once again, covenant making, covenant keeping, and most of all, covenant fulfilling God. So what were there that covenant that God made with Abraham, or the promises? What were they? Well, it says here in Genesis 12, it says that God said to Abraham, he said, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And here we are still talking about him thousands of years later. I will make you a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those who curse you. And this part right here, the last one, this one really, really sticks with me. It says here, I will bless all the people on earth through you. Not some, but all the people on earth through you. And what was the one thing that God asked Abraham to do? It was one thing. It was the same thing on a single word that Jesus said to Peter. When Peter asked Jesus, is that you? When they were on the sea and the storm was raging. And he said, if that's you, tell me to come. And what did God, Jesus say? Come. God told Abraham to do what? To go. He finishes up by saying, leave your country and people, but he said, go. God was telling Abraham, I want you to be obedient. God was telling Abraham, I want you to trust me. God was telling Abraham, I want you to have faith in me. Go. The covenant I've made with you, trust me. Be obedient. Have faith and simply go. The covenant was not just to Abraham, but to his seed, his offspring, his heir. But God wasn't talking about the offspring of Isaac or Ishmael. God was talking about the offspring of Jesus. God was talking about the offspring of Jesus. God was looking way ahead. The offspring of Jesus. Do the promises of Abraham apply to you today? Does it apply to you today? Does it apply to each one of us today? Well, according to Romans 3:12, it says here, before Jesus took our place on the cross, everyone has turned away from God. They have all done wrong. Not one of them does what is good. Not even one. So how can that promise apply to us when we have done wrong? Not even one of us can stand up in front of God. Sinless. And how did this all start? Because of Adam. The word says, as one man sinned, entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. Well, that all have sinned. That's why Jesus says, you can't come to the Father except what? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. The only way to the Father is through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because Jesus has made a way for the entire world. Does that sound familiar? It sounds just like when God told Abraham, all the people on earth will be blessed through you. All the people, not some. And Jesus, because he had made a way for the entire world to be reconciled to the Father, that is what is called being in Christ. In Christ means we have said yes to Jesus, his sacrifice as a total payment for our sins. And just like that, when we accept him as Lord and Savior, just like that, he exchanged our sins for his righteousness. We have to remember that. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says, Christ never sinned, but God treated him on the cross as a sinner in our place so Christ could make us acceptable to the Father. In essence, Jesus covered each one of us who accepts him as Lord and Savior with his righteousness. He blankets us. He covers us like a mother hen covers the chick. That when the adversary looks at the hen, all she sees is the hen, not the chicks that's being covered. Jesus covered each one of us who accepts him as Lord and Savior with his righteousness. Now, when God looks at each one of us, he sees Jesus' covering of righteousness, and he smiles in my imagination and accepts us as sons and daughters. We are now new creation in the sight of God. And lastly, a divine exchange took place on the cross. And what was it? Our sins for Jesus' perfect righteousness. A divine exchange, our sins for Jesus' perfect righteousness. And what is all this called? Being in Christ. Being in Christ. Once again, being in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister John. What a rich word. What a rich word, being in Christ. God is a covenant-making, keeping, and fulfilling God. I hope you all took a lot of notes. There was so much meat in that. Thank you, Minister John. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, we're ready for you, Sister Shirley. Saints, let's stand together in agreement as she prays by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, thank you for that anointed word this morning, delivered, Lord God, and making us covenant people, Lord God, and let us all remember to be covenant keepers and not breakers. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this holy day you have given us to walk by faith and not by sight. As we come boldly to your throne of grace, offering up our prayers and petitions in the name of Jesus. Father, we acknowledge your holy presence, sovereign power, and abounding grace that covers our failures and shortcomings. Father, we are so grateful for all you have done for your people. And this morning, we declare Psalms 145, Hashe, that speaks of the wonders of your majesty and for your love that endures from generation to generation. May every listening ear, Lord God, extol you, our God and King, as we bless and praise your name today and forevermore. Great are you, O Lord, and greatly to be praised, and your greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. We will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. We shall speak of the might of your awesome acts and declare your greatness and utter the memory of your great goodness and sing of your righteousness. Father, you are gracious, Hashe, and full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy, and good to all. Your tender mercies are over all your works, and all your works shall praise you, O Lord our God. Father God, we will bless you and speak of the glory of your kingdom. Talk of your power. Make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Father, you uphold all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. Our eyes look expectantly to you, and you give us our food in due season. You open our hand and satisfy desires of every living thing. Father God, you are righteous in all your ways. Hallelujah. Glorious and gracious in all your works, near to all who call upon you in truth. Father, you will fulfill the desire of all who fear you, and you will hear their cry and save them. We thank you for preserving all who love you. Father, our mouths shall speak the praises of your name, and all flesh shall bless your holy name forever and ever. We give you praise for the awesome God you are in Jesus' name. And this morning, hallelujah, we call upon El Rohi, the God that sees us and knows our hearts. And before we call, he will answer, and while we are speaking, he will hear the cries of our heart. Father God, you know the cry of our heart, and we ask you to give us understanding according to your word. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering us according to your will for our lives. For your grace is sufficient for us, and your power is made perfect in our weaknesses. Father, we praise your name, for you are a covenant-keeping God. And we thank you for answering every spoken and unspoken prayer request we have laid at your feet over the years, months, and days with thanksgiving and repentant hearts. Father, we trust your faithfulness in every situation and circumstance we face to work all things for our good and your glory as we yield our hearts in obedience to do what is right and love one another according to your commandment. Father, as we stand in your presence, we pray for the body of Christ and the assignments you have given to each shepherd of the house and their congregation, that we may stand true in the calling to be disciples that will find joy in the work you have given us to do with faithful hearts because of your love you have put in us, your compassion you have shown us, and your mercies that are new every morning. Hallelujah. For the believer to be thankful and show forth your mercy to others, for the backslider that needs to come home, and the believer, unbeliever that needs a Savior. Father God, we ask for renewed minds that will chase after your heart, Alleluia, and not the world's riches and power. May the body of Christ honor your name, your presence, and your omnipotent power, and not take your love for granted or treat your word as common. Father, as we stand in your presence, we pray for all people, the believer, the backslider, and the sinner, for your will to be done in their lives. Father, sons and daughters, we thank you for our salvation, healing, protection, provision, divine appointments and assignments in the body of Christ. Father, may every believer have a desiring mindset to reach the lost we encounter daily with helping hands and words of encouragement, compassionate hearts by the words we speak in peace and love. Father, we bring before you every backslider and pray for their mindset of thinking the world is a better place to dwell than in your presence. Father, we pray for a burning desire in their spirit to return to the God of their salvation and be restored to their rightful place in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we pray for every person that has not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior to look at the world and become conscious of the times we're living in and remember there is a higher power, hallelujah, than the power they think they have over their lives. May they embrace the opportunity to hear the good news of the gospel and believe on Jesus Christ for everlasting life. Father God, we praise and thank you for the power and anointing you have placed upon every man and woman of God. And a great thank you for Bishop Carl Smith, Pastor Adrian, Pastor Inga, and Elder Sophia, that has the mantle to lead your people at New Destiny. We thank you for every spoken and unspoken prayer request you have answered, for your healing touch in every weak and sick body, for your salvation for every sinner and restoration for every backslider, for your precious and anointed word, your abounding grace, hallelujah, and every promise you have given to those that believe by faith. And your saving power and love through Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, for each of us. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And we agree here on earth as touching, so we know that every prayer ushered out this morning by Sister Shirley, we know Father God has heard the petition. And they have been granted in Jesus' name. We want to quickly swing back to you, Minister John. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Finally, let's look at Ephesians 1:5. Ephesians 1:5. And I think this totally wraps it up. Totally wraps it up. And it says here, because of his love, meaning the Father, God had already decided to make us his own children. That means predestined us for adoption. And here's the kicker. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. That was what he wanted and what pleased him. It's what he wanted and pleased him. The Abrahamic covenant belongs to each one of us who's in Christ. And we have to remember, it's not too late. It's not too late to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You simply have to say and believe in your heart Jesus, I've sinned. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come in me. I receive you now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, that we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are hidden with Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right, let me give you a couple of announcements before we close out of our prayer call this morning. Please remember to send in your prayer request. Send them in to www.newdestiny.online. From the home page, click Connect. Then under Ministries, click Prayer. Scroll down into your prayer request. We have been called to pray. We will pray without ceasing. Also, remember that you can also enter your prayer request all during the week. We're not just praying on Wednesday and Thursday mornings. We have teams that pray, even over the weekend. So send in your prayer request. If you have a need, we will intercede. Amen. Corporate prayer will be held at the Oakland campus this Saturday at 7 a.m. Let's keep up the momentum. Let's join in on campus in person, if you can, on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. On behalf of Bishop Smith, Pastor Adrian, Minister John, Sister Shirley, Sister Kima, myself, and our entire New Destiny family, thank you for joining the call. You could still be asleep, but you obeyed Father and got up and interceded for others. So we bless you in the name of the Lord. Father, thank you that we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, that we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you for that powerful word this morning. Father, thank you for your abounding grace that we receive at the moment we receive Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. We bless you, Father, that you are our covenant-making, keeping, and fulfilling God. You will not fail. Your word will never fail. Your promises are yes and amen. You cannot lie. Father, we bless you. We bless you this morning, and I pray that you bless each one who intercedes, who obeys and prays and stands in the gap, who watches on the wall. Father, I simply pray that we, your children, be wise to know who we are in you, to be kept, to keep your covenant. You are our Father. You are our covenant-keeping God. And we are in your image, in your likeness. Therefore, we are covenant keepers in Jesus' name. Father, help us. Help us, I pray. Bless each one of your intercessors, Father. Bless each one of your watchmen, I pray, God. Now unto you, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto you be the glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all again for joining the call. Sister Kima, please continue the worship.
Thank you. take my response.